Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
My question is to you, Mr. Grill.
Yeah. Did you appreciate that, or did you just figure, well, you know, it's tomato soup and a piece of grilled cheese sandwich?
Well, it was unique. I mean, I kind of laughed because it was pretty unique how they put it all together. And, you know, a shot glass, tomato juice, and they could have, not tomato juice, tomato soup. They could have made it a little bit better tomato soup, in my opinion. But it was just kind of a unique thing. I mean, it probably cost them 83 cents or less to make it, and they probably charged like $40 a piece for them. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Okay, so when I do a fancy plating, you make fun of me. But it was okay when someone else did it.
Yeah, well, anything you do, I make fun of, so it doesn't matter what you do.
Well,
but I tell you what, if you put tomato soup in a shot glass and put a hunk of grilled cheese in it, I'll give you a like, and I won't say anything negative about it.
Well, you didn't see my obviously you didn't see my beet tower that I made tonight.
Yeah, I saw it. I was trying to be nice. I just left it
alone.
You were trying to be nice by ignoring it, okay.
Yeah, that's the best thing for me to do. If nothing said is better off. And other thing, too, is I know Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday, and we usually actually have the lady from the Pilgrim Place up there in Massachusetts on here, and I forgot that it was Thanksgiving. I usually have her on.
Right.
But anyway, we're going to have a grilled turkey, and if those of you out there have never had grilled turkey, it's real simple. And you should try it sometime. Just get a turkey. You don't have to put them in the oven. Throw them on the grill, just like you would a chicken. They're just like giant chickens. Put them on the grill and cook them slow and baste them just like you would if they're in the oven. And they come out fantastic. It's something about the smokiness and the grilling. And they will be charred on the outside because you have to cook them for a good 3 or 4 hours at about 250, 300 degrees. But Laurie, are they not the best turkeys in the world that way?
Of course they are. I've never had that before until I met you. And now that I've had it, that's all I ever want. It's just the way I want it now. It's just so good.
See, I brought
okay,
the
so
ham.
Here's
I never
another
had a grilled
question.
Ham. Huh?
Here's another question.
Yeah.
Because you got on my rear end about this issue of were you using a grill as a grill or were you using it as an oven?
Because well,
obviously
grill,
you're using it as an oven.
No.
You're baking
you
the turkey on the grill.
No, it's laying flat on the grill itself. There's no tin foil involved. And we're not going to go there. It's a grill-bique. That's what I call it.
Direct heat or indirect heat?
Direct.
Well, that's
direct.
Where you burn everything.
Laurie, when he comes here on December 5th, I am going to. He's going to be coming on
I'm
the show after
anything,
that.
Trust me, I'm not. I'm bringing my own food. I'm bringing my own coffee. I'm bringing my own wine.
All right.
So don't worry.
Well, I'm.
And I'm bringing my own wine glass. Okay.
No, you're not. I have the fancy. So no, you're not.
And he's just whatever. He just jealous.
I will hug you,
okay.
Brian, when you come here.
So anybody out there who wants to listen to a professional and not listen to Brian, try that out. It's excellent. It turns out really well, and it's a great way to cook your turkey. You don't have to do it in the oven. And that's all I really got to say about Thanksgiving, other than my parents are coming, and that's going to be fun, and my dad will enjoy it.
And I just
saw
the weather. They changed the weather, by the way. They had, like, fun the whole day. Now they're showing rain. I cannot believe it. They just changed it.
Oh, they switched it again? Oh, well, we'll still have fun.
Oh, wait a second. You posted all this, we're talking turkey, and now you're done.
That was it, unless you had something to add. I got nothing else. I mean, what else do you want me to talk about? Turkey's been going on ever since the Pilgrims. There ain't a whole lot you can say about turkeys, so unless you got something you want to add.
No, turkey has been going on since the caveman, because you're both a caveman and a turkey. So there.
No, unless you got something you want to add about Thanksgiving and how thankful you are and whatever, then I think that we're going to go from turkeys right straight to pizza, because Laurie tells me that you have an interesting story that's going to probably take up the rest of the time, and I'll be bored to death about 19 different types of pizza. So
well,
turn it over.
Yeah, there's an interesting story that my dear friend Laurie passed the buck on me, and I think I know why. probably you had something to do with this, Mr. Caveman.
I had nothing to do with it.
They're pizzas from all over the world, and half of the names I can't pronounce. So you probably figured, well, let's make Brian pronounce them, and he'll make a complete fool out of himself.
What you do every week, so what difference is that?
Whatever. But, you know, it's not really an article. It's from BuzzFeed, wherever that is, or whoever that is. And it says 19 versions of pizza from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know I'm kind of a minimalist when it comes to pizza. I'm a purist. Less is more. And, you know, I just like to taste the important things on a pizza, which is the dough, the sauce, and the cheese. And the cheese should be fresh, you know. But I do, and I have embraced other cultures putting out something that they want to kind of pass off as their idea of pizza. So we have one from Turkey called Lahmacun.
Yeah, right.
And this one actually looks interesting. It says, thin and crispy bread is topped with minced meat, vegetables, and herbs in the most common version of this Turkish takeaway staple. But don't fear, vegetarians. Lots of vendors are getting creative and offering plenty of alternative toppings. So it sounds like a street food.
It does.
Which is fun, you know. I don't see why you can't include something like pizza, you know, into the street food environment.
Right.
The next one they have is...
Wait a minute. I have a question. Can someone tell me what minced meat is anyway? Because people make pies out of it. I've never understood what minced meat is.
It's basically chopped meat, isn't it? Or maybe it's chopped up real meat and not ground in a meat grinder.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Why don't you look it up while I'm talking?
I am.
Instead of me looking it up while you're talking.
I am. You go talk about the other 18 pizzas. I'm going to go look up minced meat.
Okay. Next one is, and I don't think there's any particular order. Next one is called Tarte Flambé from France. And, again, looks interesting. You'll like this one, Grill. It's got it's flatbread. Just topped with fromage blanc, onions, and bacon.
All right.
Really?
Bacon. I like that.
Hey, didn't you see the pizza I had Thursday night?
Yeah, that looked good.
Yeah, well, half was a classic margarita, and the other half was fresh tomato and bacon. And, yes, it was very good. One of my favorite clients, Mamma Mia in Shenandoah. Yes, I'm going to put a plug in, but I'm serious. Anybody that goes out that way needs to stop there for pizza because it's the best pizza.
Hey, get this. You ready for this? You want to hear what minced meat is?
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm reading. It's a mixture of chopped dried fruit, distilled spirits and spices, and sometimes beef suet, beef, or venison.
Okay.
I just find that very interesting.
So it's fruits and nuts and all the garbage that they would throw out.
Yes. It's like the granola of the meat industry.
Yeah, sort of. I'll buy that analogy.
All right, go ahead. Number 7.
All right, so number 3 they have listed is Okonomiyaki.
Yeah,
from
Japan.
and this is weird because the base crust of the pizza looks like it's extruded noodles. And it says, I will read, this cross between savory pancake, my favorite word, and pizza in Japan is pure genius. Batter is grilled on the hob. Do you know what the hob is? Because I did look it up.
The hog?
Okay. Hob. H-O-B. Hob.
Oh, Hob.
Apparently,
no.
It's like either the back or a side of a fireplace or a pit where you would either heat something or use it as a flat surface to cook or bake. So it says batter is grilled on the hob.
Does that have anything to do with the hobnob?
I don't know. I thought it was for hibachi. But, but I don't think it was for hibachi. Anyway, batter is grilled on the hob, and depending on the region and your taste, you can have any number of ingredients grilled in with it or added after. But never forget the mayo. So Japanese mayo, I don't know if you've ever had, you know,
really?
Japanese mayo, but it's really rich. It's really rich. The next one I don't have a picture of. The picture didn't come through, and it says langos from Hungary. And it says, in Hungary, you should get your doughy, cheesy fix with langos. Deep-fried dough is generally topped with sour cream, cheese, and garlic.
Ugh.
It is popular.
Really
it is
good.
A popular takeaway and homemade treat.
This sounds really good.
The next
to me.
One looks. The next one looks weird. It's called Siha from Syria, and I don't know. I will post. I'm going to post the link to this article, so that everybody can look at it, because this one looks really strange. Siha is basically an open-faced meat pie, and it's popular across the Middle East, including in Syria and Lebanon. The topping is typically made of minced lamb. So wait, is that minced meat with lamb?
I don't know, but while you were doing that, I was looking up hob, and I came across a hobnob biscuit. You ever had a hobnob biscuit?
No.
Yeah, this is something interesting.
Is it a biscuit that you eat when you're hobnobbing with people?
Yeah, I guess so. But actually, it's a traditional British type of biscuit. It's made out of oats. And it's a brand name commercial biscuit inspired by the traditional hobnob biscuit recipe, which is an oat biscuit. I was tired about listening about pizza, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's fine. I often will catch this show called How It's Made, and they will make. Have you ever had haggis? You know, from Scotland. Haggis.
No.
It's got like all kinds of weird stuff in it. You know, oats and lamb's lungs and all kinds of weird beef fat and vegetables, and they put it in a natural casing, like a, you know, like a stomach or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very traditional.
And
in fact, it's a Robert Burns poem about haggis.
Wow.
Haggis.
Yeah.
I never heard of it, to be honest with I've
had it, and I actually enjoyed it, but after I saw what they put in it and how it was made, I don't
like,
know if I'm going to do it again.
No, thank you.
It has nothing to do with pizza, right? You don't have a haggis pizza.
No, we were just having a little sidebar here. Okay,
go
yes.
ahead.
Okay, now,
right,
so
the
what
next
is the theory
one
Lebanese?
Is,
wait, but what is the actual, because, I mean, being Lebanese, I'm curious to see what they put on the pizza. What were they saying they put on this pizza?
I said they put, I'm sorry, basically the topping is typically made of minced lamb, pine nuts,
mm-hmm.
and onions. That's it.
Oh, it sounds like a
sweet. I mean, I don't know what this kind of cheesy thing looks like on the picture,
That's exactly what I've grown up with.
You'll have to look at it. And the nice thing about this article or whatever, the listing, is that there is a link to a recipe for each one of these things. So we'll post it. And now the next one, I'm sorry, but we're kind of stretching the whole pizza idea. You know, anything you can put on an open face. Let's call an open face sandwich, you know, a pizza.
A pizza.
And you know how you, You know, one of my favorite things to do get in the diner is like an open-faced turkey or roast beef with the mashed potatoes and the gravy. So let's call it a pizza now.
This is actually a good conversation, because if the juices flow over the sides of the sandwich, I would call it an open-faced sandwich. But if the juices stay within the crust, I can see why it'd be classified as a pizza.
No. Can't agree with
grill,
you.
Grill,
Brian,
I am not going to touch that statement because there are a lot of things I can say right now that are not fit for primetime radio.
Well, come on. I've taken those like English muffins, and you put like cheese and all kinds of crap on them. And as long as it within the English muffin is considered a mini pizza.
Okay, whatever.
All right, go ahead.
Whatever.
Talk about your
sandwich.
Go ahead.
This one is from Poland, and it's called Zapiekanka.
There you go.
Okay.
And
it is pizza meets a sandwich in this Polish street food favorite. Cheese, mushrooms, and onion are baked onto a baguette and topped with ketchup. So there's actually no meat
yes.
in this, but I swear to God, the picture, it looks like a Philly cheesecake.
Well, I'm telling you, that classifies in my book as a pizza, because I know in college we made things that were just basically whatever you could throw on top of it, you called it a pizza. So that's close, a baguette with cheese and ketchup.
Yeah, I know, the French bread pizza thing, yeah, I know.
All right.
Stouffer's makes them, they're frozen, yeah. You know all about the frozen food section in the grocery store. You've lived in there. Next one is bulgogi.
All right, so that was Polish. Where are we going next?
We're going to Korea with a bulgogi pizza, and I actually have had bulgogi. It's like their Korean barbecue. So this pizza picture of it, the dough looks like it was made with charcoal because it's like this charcoal gray color. Weird. Okay, bulgogi is a beloved dish in Korea. Beef is marinated in soy, sesame, and spice mixture and grilled. So throw it on pizza and boom, you have a brand new takeaway treat with a Korean twist. In recent years, this combo became a popular commodity in the country. But I mean, I agree. I get this. I mean, it's great. I think it's all great street food. But you know, for me, I'm a pizza purist. Anyway,
yeah.
The next one is called Moussakan from Palestine, and I swear to God, grill.
Yeah.
I can't even see the bread because there's so much stuff and an entire chicken on top of, with the bones on top of the pizza. you need to go look at these pictures because some of them are really funny. Anyway, this popular Palestinian flatbread is topped with onions. Now the onions obviously are these really dark caramelized onions, which I actually love. Spices and nuts, and it looks like the nuts might be pine nuts. And typically served with chicken. Yeah. Oh, damn chicken on top of it. So how do you like fold it up and put it in your mouth like you would pizza with the chicken and bones? I mean, it's an entire chicken. It's in quarters.
I have to say though, this article is kind of far fetched. I mean, it's like they're just taking anything that kind of looks like a pizza almost and calling it a pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I really. Take issue with the next one, because here I am struggling to pronounce all these names of things in native languages, and the next pizza is called the Neapolitan from Italy. Why can't they call it Napolitano? Like they've done everything else in, you know, in language. So, I mean... Okay, this pizza, the picture that they have there looks like a classic margherita, which is basically sauce, fresh mozzarella, not that stuff that you grate, you know, that's as hard, that's like a rubber ball, and basil. Yeah, the next one's called Kachapuri from Georgia,
yeah.
And we're not talking about Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. This one, the picture was not available, but it says this stuffed bread boat. Okay, so here we get another silly cheesesteak. and yes, you were right. Everything runs out of Philly cheesesteak and onto your lap or your shirt or the floor. I agree with the, if it stays in the bread, okay, we'll let it go. Anyway, this stuffed bread boat, I really wish I could see this picture because I'm curious now. This stuffed bread boat is a must-have takeaway in the nation of Georgia, filled with cheese with an egg. Savory dish.
No.
Yeah, again, savory. The savory dish can be eaten any time of day, but it's most definitely the perfect option when you're craving breakfast pizza. Now,
yeah,
let's
saying,
see what
I
that learned to make
it. I was
going
to say that. It sounds like a McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah, well, we call that an egg McMuffin here.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it. I got a picture because I clicked on the how do you make this to go to the recipe, and I got a picture. The bread is kind of shaped like a boat, and it's got stuff baked on it, and then there's a sunny side up egg in the middle of it. Actually, this looks good. I would eat this.
It does not sound good.
No, this is fit. I would eat. Filled with melted cheese, topped with a runny egg, this flatbread is best eaten hot.
You don't like runny eggs.
No, you said sunny side up. You lost me there.
Yeah, I love eggs. Oh, I mean, I live on them, love them, but I cannot eat it where it's runny. I will not have a runny.
No,
I love over light, over easy.
No, I don't know. Well, but over easy or runny? Over easy.
No, they're not.
Or runny,
I mean, just
too.
A flip over, like a quick flip over, so it just you know, pretty much finishes it. But I don't want it runny.
It must be that olive oil that you're cooking the eggs in. Because when I do eggs over easy and I take them out of the pan and stick a fork in them, they run out.
Well, they are runny, Laurie.
No.
Yes, they are. They
anyway.
Have little crispies on the outside, but they're runny. But the sunny side up is like just like it's almost chirping.
Yeah,
at
sunny
you.
Side up is looking
yeah.
at you. No, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, but it'll run into the rest of the pizza. But maybe it'll run off so that maybe that's really a sandwich and not a pizza.
That's true.
If the egg runs off the bread. Anyway, the next one's called Coca from Spain. Looks kind of interesting. Lots of veggies on it. Maybe they'll have some ham. Coca is a Spanish flatbread, often topped with veg. I wish they would stop. Would stop this. Often topped with veg and Spanish sausage. I mean, I wish people would get off of the veggie thing and all, and just spell out the word. They're so lazy they can't type the word vegetable.
It's Vogue, though. It's
Vogue, says,
dude.
Coca is a Spanish flatbread, often topped with veg and Spanish sausage.
Spell
I mean,
it out.
Come on. People don't proofread this stuff.
No,
but
it's very Vogue. You got to say veg.
Popularity
Vogue.
Served around the country. With any number of toppings, the bread is a little stickier and oilier than your typical pizza. It sounds more like a focaccia then. But,
it does sound focaccia.
Hey, bring on the grease, it says at the end. Okay, the next one, from Scotland. Well, I guess the Scottish speak English, so it's actually English. It says deep-fried pizza. Plain and simple. And guess what, Grill? The picture is in a looks like one of those styrofoam containers. So and maybe you can make some money selling packaging for pizzas to go.
Oh, what a nice friend.
I mean, I've just given you a tip.
You gave
him
an idea. It's a brilliant idea.
Okay, so
Scotland, where they wear the skirts.
Yes.
The Scotland, where they what?
They wear the skirts. The men wear the skirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're called kilts. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The same thing. I was just making sure I had.
Now,
my,
women wear skirts. Men wear kilts.
Kilts.
I know. Does it have?
Anyway, this holy grail of pizza is a popular novelty in Glasgow and Fife. From simple origins, frozen pizza, brown sauce, and a deep fryer come truly amazing things. That's all they're giving you. I'm going to have to look at the recipe on that one to get more. Okay. All right, Laurie, here we go. Lebanon.
There we go.
All right. And it doesn't look like that other thing from Syria that they said was popular in Lebanon. But this is called manakish. Does that sound familiar to you?
Manakish? No, I didn't. I briefly looked at it, and no, it didn't sound familiar to me. But that's okay.
Okay. In Lebanon, no breakfast is complete without this spicy flatbread. Oh, I'm liking it already. The topping is simple, just oil and spices, but the impact on your taste buds is big. So, yeah, bring it on. And again, I could like these things for what they are and
me too.
Embrace them, but I'm not going to call them pizza.
I was going to say, right, I can't call pizza. I'm too American. I just love my pizza, my typical Jersey or New York pizza.
Okay, here's the next one. And I hope I don't offend too many of our friends in Chicago, but I do not like deep dish pizza. Anyway, deep dish pizza is the next one. Different regions of the states pride themselves on their local style of pizza, but Chicago deep dish has to be one of the most unique. The bready and stuffed pie is a must while you're in the Windy City. Well, must for many, but not for me.
Love it.
Yeah, it sounds like something I would love to try.
It's excellent.
I mean, I've tried it. I really tried to like it, but I don't.
Why?
I like thin crust pizza. Because
I
like pizza that has
it.
A crust that you can put in your hand and fold over and eat, you know, with your hands.
You know how you like this New York style pizza. That's the kind of pizza he likes. And then you know how when you go to Pizza Hut and you get that pan pizza, Chicago pizza is like
okay,
a much
that's
better.
How I'm picturing it.
Yeah, it's real thick and it's fantastic, and he's an idiot, but it's excellent.
Okay, fine, I'm an idiot. Well, Pizza Hut, I'm sure Pizza Hut is not representing Chicago very well.
No,
I would, if I'm going to eat pan pizza, I'd rather eat it in Chicago. But I, like many, prefer my pizza with one crust and not things stuffed in the middle and then crust on top and all that stuff. Anyway,
but
Brian,
you know what he doesn't like? Brian, it's weird. He really doesn't like. He took me to this one place in Ocean City. I loved the pizza. It was very like New York, New Jersey. Very thin, and you'd lift it, packed with cheese, and the oil was dripping. I like it to like kind of fold it in a little bit. He doesn't like that kind. So me and Brian are on the same page with this. I'm the same way with you with the pizza.
Now
I mean,
look,
I would
the Sicilian style pizza. The Sicilian style pizza is with a thick crust, but it's not, you know, things stuffed inside. So, and I like Sicilian. I like the Sicilian pizza. But, again, it's got a really nice, hard crust on the bottom. Anyway, the next one is called...
Wait a minute. The thin crust pizza you guys are speaking of, I have a hard time eating them because I want my pizza to taste different than the box. And to me, it's like they put the cheese and the meat on top of the box, and it's just... I don't like the thin crust. It's got to have some.
Well, if you'd stop buying frozen pizza from Wegmans and getting pizza takeout from Domino's and Pizza Hut and all of those places, and actually go to a pizzeria and order a pizza and
have it
served to you fresh out of the oven, I don't think you would taste any cardboard.
He doesn't like it. It's weird. I mean, it's some of the pizzas we've had, they're so good. He's like, I don't like this. I'm like, how can you not like it?
Laurie, who's the weird one here? It's two against one.
I'm on your side,
loses.
Brian, on this one. I'm definitely 100% with Brian.
Okay, but you know what? You know what? What do I always say about wine? Everybody, you know, can drink whatever they like.
Exactly.
And so if Grill likes bad pizza, then it's okay with me.
Hey, Brian, we have 9.5 minutes to go through. How many more of these?
And I have
pieces?
Two more, three more, I don't know, four.
This is
more.
Good.
All right, the next one.
This is good.
Kang Yubing from China.
Kang Yubing,
basically,
that'd be
looks
good.
Like. Yeah, for basically scallion pancakes, which I love. Legend has it that after having a Chinese scallion pancake, explorer Marco Polo asked Italian chefs to create a similar flatbread, and pizza was born. The unleavened flatbread is a typical street food in China and Taiwan. I love scallion pancakes. Next one from Macedonia called Pastamizi, whatever, I'm not saying it. You figure that one out. It's Pastramajlija.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, you forget that.
From Macedonia. Smoked meat. Oh, Brill, this one's for you. Smoked meat and hot peppers are the staple toppings for this open-faced Macedonian meat pie.
Ooh, I like
you
that.
You can add an egg for extra texture and flavor.
No,
but over.
Don't leave the egg.
The egg over. No, that's a big runny.
All right. Now, this is one that I like. This is from India, the paratha, which is a flatbread that they, but it's really thin, and inside they have, like, potatoes and spices and things. I absolutely love these. I mean, my wife and I love Indian food. This Indian flatbread is similar to naan, but made with whole wheat flour and as a typical side dish, can be topped with vegetables, meat, or eggs and served on its own pizza style. Last one. Oh, no, two more. All right, this one's from Germany. Come on, computer's not working for me.
Scrolling down.
Yeah, no, it's just like, okay. All right, it's called Flammkuchen from Germany.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like pizza. It looks a little bit like Sicilian pizza. Flammkuchen is a German variant of France's tart flambé, topped with creme fraiche, smoked bacon, and fromage blanc or quark. And I'm not sure, I don't know what quark is.
I know it's quirky, but I don't know what quark is.
I know, yeah. Okay, so now we have a kebab pizza from Sweden. It doesn't look like any kebab I've seen. It looks like it's got french fries on it. Let's find out. Sweden gets that pizza is the ultimate junk food. So takeaway combined with ultimate junk food takeaway. Combined it, God, the English is terrible. And it was written by someone Britain because all the words like flavor and, you know, and savor, they're all spelled like, you
are.
The British would spell it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I'm gonna try to read this one word at a time. Sweden gets that pizza is the ultimate junk food. So takeaways combined it with another popular late night order, the kebab. Just look at it. It's so beautiful, so deadly, so
just look
food
at
babe.
It.
Oh no, food baby works.
Oh no.
All right, what's the last one? Was that the last one? That was 19. We're done.
Wow,
good
Renee,
Lord.
We're good. That was really good.
Wow.
Culture around the world.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
That was mind-boggling. Wow. Okay, one thing I want to throw in is a Taco Bell in Walnut Creek near San Francisco. I think this is hilarious. They're offering valet parking.
You're kidding.
And did you and did you go and get them to valet park your cave vehicle?
Yeah, well, it's just weird. I guess they're actually the reason for it is because they're having construction at the Walnut Creek Shopping Center, but they were losing business, so the Taco Bell is offering valet parking for customers so they can go get their taco fixed and they'll park your car for you.
Oh, so
very
you want a quick, good dark side moment and bad dark side moment?
Yes, go ahead. You got three minutes.
Okay, quick good side moment. I know all of our listeners don't have Wawas because they're not everywhere in the country, but if you're in the vicinity of a Wawa, go get the croissant breakfast sandwich that has croissant, egg and cheese, and chorizo sausage. It's like unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Can I just say croissant like I say it, not like croissant like you say it when I order it?
Croissant?
You
just had
like
a croissant
sandwich.
Like
a sandwich.
Croissant.
No, okay, all right. So the bad dark side moment?
Yeah.
You know how much I hate Burger King, but I just had to go and try them.
Yes.
I tried the buffalo chicken fries, and they were awful.
All right, I got a
Burger
King has completely gone down the tubes, in my opinion. Laurie and I stopped and had breakfast at a Burger King at number two's rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike. That was the only thing they had. My God, their breakfast sandwiches, the egg was cold, the croissant was falling apart.
Yep.
And those little what do they call those things? Those tater tot peels they give out.
Tater
tot.
Oh, you mean those circles? Those
yeah.
little round circles.
They were
things?
So greasy and cold.
And I've had their burger recently. The Whopper's not like it used to be. I don't know what they're doing, but somebody needs to wake them
either.
Up.
And their coffee tasted burnt.
Oh yeah, the coffee.
We're just
was
very
awful.
Disappointed. I mean, all we wanted was a bite to eat because we were starving.
Well, one of the reasons why I don't take the Jersey Turnpike is because I don't want to get stuck having to eat Burger King. That's why I go the way I go. Anyway,
I got to bring that up. First of all, next week, folks, we're not going to be here next Sunday. Brian, I have a show Sunday, which is off for Thanksgiving. What day say that? But, Brian, I got to say something. Laura, we're laughing at you coming back from New Jersey yesterday, and you take Route 1 from where to there? I would have this on live on air. You take Route 1 from Philadelphia all the way up to New York.
Well, no, you have to go. You have to go past Philly, and then around Trenton, and you get on Route 1.
Why?
And then I go Route 1 all the way up to the Holland Tunnel.
Oh,
I don't pay any toll.
And all that.
I don't pay any toll. $20 in toll saved. I have the cheapest gas anywhere on Route 1, and I can stop at a diner and eat.
The Amish people with their horse and buggy still use Route 1. My God, I want to have a race with you.
I don't count. You know what? It doesn't take me any longer than getting stuck in traffic on the turnpike.
No way. No way.
I would much rather eat in a diner than Burger King.
But you can't get to them. You can't get to them because of the roundabout. So what difference does it make?
No, I go to the ones that are on the same side of the road that I'm on, so I don't have to worry about the roundabouts.
Hey, we got to go. We won't be here next Sunday. We'll be here the following Sunday. Thank you, and go enjoy your turkey for Thanksgiving. We're
happy
out of
Thanksgiving,
here.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble,
and
gobble.
I'm going to play, since we're talking about pizza, we'll close out with Lady and the Tramp. Everyone, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Oh, this is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it a bella notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely bella notte. With your loved one, you'll find man to hear. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night when the heavens are right on this lovely bed.
Call it Bellanotte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely Bellanotte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find enchantment here. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night and the heaven.